Nearly all of the letters Morning Edition received this week have concerned the September 11th terrorist attacks and President Bush's proposed response to the tragedy. Responding to Margot Adler's story on the racial profiling of those who appear to be Arabs or Muslims, Al-Nur Kassam of Suwanee, Georgia, says he believes most Americans won't translate the outrage over the terrorist attacks into a license to stereotype innocent people. He writes, "It is my hope that rational, fair, and compassionate people will continue to outnumber the irrational." Richard Boyd says, "I realize that some sort of profile against the Muslims is distasteful to many. It is tragic that particular incidents of hate have been perpetuated. However, guys named Bill or Steve did not execute this operation. A great number of the individuals who carried out this operation had lived within the United States for a long time, even trained for their mission here. Should their immigration have been scrutinized harder?" Betsy Reifsnyder of Sacramento says she learned the true meaning of tolerance and compassion from the World War II-era sermons of her grandfather, an Episcopal priest. She says he preached that God loved all humanity, including those against whom we are waging war. "My grandparents often visited Japanese Americans imprisoned at the Manzanar internment camp. Despite having two sons fighting in the Pacific as U.S. naval officers, my grandparents would return home from these trips to find their house splattered with eggs and tomatoes. In the dark aftermath of the World Trade Center attacks, I am reminded of the courage it took my grandparents to stand against the prevailing mood of fear, suspicion, and unthinking hatred." Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org, and please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.